actually we get quite angry with it. If you look at MRCA, which is the act that's taken over since 2004, which covers our now serving members, it sounds and acts very much like the old Compensation Act of years ago that everybody used to work under. That act there was a sort of a rip-off. Under MRCA, they could be offered a cash settlement for a disability caused through their service in the military. You know, it didn't have to be overseas service, it could even be at home and that, you know. And of course, a lot of people, especially young people, they can say, oh, I can see a new car here, I'll take the payout, alrighty, and I'll get me a new car, and then I'll be all right. But okay, they take the payment, they get their new car, the car breaks down, and so do they. And they've got no recompensation, they can't go back again. You know?
But they also seem to have made it a lot harder to make a claim.
Now the paperwork has increased threefold. Instead of where we used to have one form we used to fill out, but under this new act, you've got to fill out a header form, and then from that, take the disability and fill out an individual form for each disability, which is more paperwork.
Personally, myself, I submitted a claim for compensation through MAX. I was injured in a vehicle while I was training to go to Vietnam. I've since had two neck operations. I had head trauma and that in the accident. I went through their procedure. I was examined by one of their doctors, just an orthopaedic surgeon, and he said, I don't consider it was a result of the accident. You know, it's just degenerative changes. They contacted me and said if I was to go any further with it, I needed to get somebody that was equal to him in standing or above him in standing. I'd done this, I went and seen the surgeon that operated on me. The words they have to use is probable cause, not possible. It has to be probable. He'd done all this, he wrote a letter to say that in his opinion it is quite probable that it was a result of the accident, then the degenerative changes with age. After I'd done all that, jumped through their loops, it seemed like we might have had a win. They then came up and said, no, you can't have a claim because mentioned an act that was passed in 1930 that you had 6 months to claim and your 6 months went well and truly up. Why they didn't say that in the first place, instead of letting us go through months of paperwork and examinations, is beyond us. As a result of that, that's the end of the claim. No more correspondence will be entered into.
Max, it seems, listening to you, that you're frustrated with a paperwork and red tape that's tied up in applying for compensation. Do you think that it prevents veterans or stops veterans or disencourages them from accessing it?
Yes, it does. They get, as a military person, they know what paperwork's all about because they're swamped with it all the time. Okay, when they come home, they're wounded, they're sick, they're sorry, they've got to put a claim in, and they come up and they're faced with this another wall of paperwork they've got to do, you know. Doctors they've got to go and see, and things like that, you know. And it's very, very frustrating. And because of the time it takes to gather all this paperwork together, and it comes back, these people get really cheesed off. And in the end, they just throw their hands up there, they say, forget it, you know. What's the use of it? What's the good of it, you know? And a lot of times, these guys was out of pocket. If it doesn't meet a strict criteria, you've got two hopes. Buckley's and none.
And it's also affecting young guys now that are just leaving the services. Max has had a couple of cases here with young people that have been injured in the country, and they're struggling to get any sort of compensation or any sort of disability pensions, because one particular guy that Max has seen, he's really crippled up. Yeah. And Max has had to fight tooth and nail to get something for him. It's happening to everyone, you know. And then you're going to have all these guys from Afghanistan that come back. It's all going to start again for Max when they're all getting a little bit older and their injuries and that are going to, you know, manifest themselves, and they need some sort of assistance. And they get a doctor that works for them, and he puts his name on something and says, no, in my opinion, it's not a result of an accident in the army. They take that as gospel.
Is the problem at the moment purely in the process of applying for it? Is it also in the definition of what is a disability incurred as part of your service?
I'd say definition, just by working with Max and saying it. It's their definition, and you have to fight tooth and nail to disprove that.
Another thing is, too, that is a big disappointment, especially to me, in all three forces, you know, that prior to their discharge, they're giving them all this information. Okay, if you was hurt during your service, you're entitled to put in a claim for it and stuff like that, you know. And we haven't seen this happen yet. We got people coming out, you're getting out of the service, and they're completely blank. They don't even know what they're entitled to because they're not being told. There's not enough people in there qualified to tell them, I don't think. And these kids come out and they're just left with nothing. A couple of these kids of mine have got that many bills and that many accounts they've got to pay through injuries they receive whilst in the service, and instead of being picked up like they're supposed to be, the compensation only covers them for so far, then it stops. You know, it's truth. If that's not looking, that's definitely not looking after your service personnel.